Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trump literally reordered the global trade order with the two things that he did this week. I mean, I cannot tell you how big of a deal that it was, the USMCA and the first phase of the China agreement. He'll get the rest. He gets another term. Here is trade advisor Larry Kudlow on what the first China trade agreement means.
Yeah, one of the key points here, besides remedying a lot of imbalances and unlawful trading practices, we're going to sell to China a ton of goods and services and manufacturers and energy and farm commodities. The overall ballpark number is $200 billion. In each of the next 2 years, we are the most competitive economy in the world. The president has worked hard to defend the American economy and the American worker from injustices. This is a one-time, this is a historic, never happened before trade deal, and it's going to benefit incomes. It's going to benefit individual areas, ag and manufacturing and financial services and technology, and it's going to help grow our economy faster. We reckon in 2020 and 2021, at least a half a point of additional GDP, which will probably translate into what, another million jobs.
If you're right, it's big for the economy.
Oh, he's right. Yeah, he is. That's why the Democrats fought so hard against USMCA and left it on Nancy Pelosi's desk for a year. Okay, quickly to recap. Why is this such a big deal? We're going to sell some stuff to China. That doesn't sound exciting. But let me take you back for a second, see if I can explain this really quickly. When Bill Clinton picked up George H.W. Bush's fight to empower China and open our borders to dirty Chinese goods. And they're dirty because they don't make them cheaper capitalistically. That would be fine in real competition. No, they do it by subsidy because they can't beat us at capitalism. They're communist. They suck at it. And so when that happened, the Clinton administration said, let's let them into the WTO. It's going to be awesome. And the Clinton administration said, look, we know letting them into the WTO is going to cost 2-3 million manufacturing jobs in the United States of America. They admitted that. And letting them into the WTO, what that meant was they were going to get first world trade status, essentially. I'm summarizing and simplifying this. For those of you who are deep into this, you know that, okay? I'm making it easy to understand. So Clinton said, let's let them into the WTO. It's going to be awesome. And what that meant was our borders would then be open to Chinese goods and that they were expected to open their borders to our goods. And so the deal Clinton promised was we are going to lose 2-3 million manufacturing jobs. But don't worry, with those Chinese markets open to American goods, we're going to create 4, 5, 6, 7 million jobs. It's fine. It'll be okay. And it would have been. Except China is the only one of the first world nations in the WTO that didn't open its borders. Reciprocally. Keep hearing that word, reciprocal. So they took the manufacturing jobs. They gutted our manufacturing. They did something worse. They violated the World Trade Organization rules and subsidized their goods. As I've told you so many times, below the cost to make them, the government does that. And they weaponized them. They only subsidized certain goods and targeted them at certain industries to destroy those industries. And so what was supposed to be a loss of 2-3 million manufacturing jobs soon became a loss of 4-5. Well, our political class did nothing. And so this is why this trade deal is such a big deal. It's a crack in the glass. It is Trump saying, you will open your markets, damn it. And you will comply with WTO rules, or we're going to make sure you're out of the WTO. They got no choice. They had to open the doors. It's only a crack. But look what a little crack does. Trump just got our businesses in the front of the line to go into China's economy. The largest human economy on the face of the earth. Not the largest dollar economy, but the largest human economy on the face of the earth. Second largest. Well, depending on how you count the EU, if you break them into one country or look at them as a big economy, but whatever. It's a big deal because Europe's not in there. We are. And so this is only the beginning. But folks, when everybody screamed about the tariffs, nobody explained to you what was the point of the tariffs. Well, it's to make our goods cost too much. No, it was to force China to comply with the WTO, with the rules, to open its economy and have free and reciprocal trade. And so all those people said, well, I'm against tariffs, so I'm a free trader. You're an idiot. Because what we have is not free trade. It's practically criminal. They have flouted every single international treaty and every agreement they made with the WTO, and they gutted our manufacturing in the process. And it was so bad, folks, they were coming back in and buying our shuttered plants. You know who was financing that, by the way? Goldman Sachs. People who scream the loudest about China's awesome and Trump's going to hurt our economy. They all lied. They all lied because they were making bank on the back of China gutting our economy, raping our economy. That's all changing. Trump just changed the world order. Well, you know who else is doing it? It's not just China. The Europeans learned from China. They were doing it too. Their governments had begun to subsidize and weaponize goods too. And all those goods, folks, were flowing in through the NAFTA loopholes. They were flowing in through Canada. They were flowing in through Mexico. You couldn't put them through our sea borders. But George H.W. Bush and Clinton made sure that China could gut our economy. They did. It's their deal. Might have passed under Clinton, but it was H.W.'s baby. That's why I can't stand to say that man's name without spitting. Anyway, Trump just closed those loopholes this week. And people don't even know. They don't even know what this means. Now, you're going to watch Canada reel from this. You seen their economy? 750,000 jobs. Their economy's wrecked. Because Canada is a socialist country. And the only reason that Canada was making any kind of money was because the Chinese and the Europeans were just assembling their goods right there on the other side of the border and sending them over. It was not real manufacturing. Well, there's no reason to be in Canada anymore. There's no reason to be there because there's no NAFTA loophole. All those years when we were losing jobs. I mean, I can remember one quarter, a single province in Canada, Quebec, added more jobs than the entire United States of America. That's because they were just assembling stuff and shipping it through the NAFTA loophole. Well, now the flow's going the opposite direction. Our stuff's going out. We're selling it. We could make it here again. And the healing process is going to take a decade, but we've begun it. This changes the entire global order. Oh, and by the way, we're going to get into this too. The Europeans are in a total panic because they're next. And I can't wait to watch it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.